WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Carl Finch is on a crusade to turn the uninitiated onto polka music. He's an artist-turned-musician who in 1979 founded the Texas-based New Wave polka band called Brave Combo. Finch grew up in Texarkana listening to rock and roll. He discovered polka records in a dime store bargain bin. That was in the mid-70s. At first he thought the music kind of campy, but he soon got hooked on the beat. He formed Brave Combo, and the group began playing traditional polkas, along with their own versions of pop and rock songs, set to the polka rhythm and other dance beats. Their venues ranged from Polish dance halls to weddings to rock clubs. They've released 4 albums. Their new album, Polka Tharsis, is their most traditional to date, but it still shows off their sense of humor. That's Brave Combo's recording of the New Mind Polka. I asked Carl Finch to tell me about his early introduction to polkas.
I was doing these things, these audio installations at different spaces around the state, you know, whenever there would be gallery shows that I was accepted in. And I was exploring the idea of sound and music, and I liked this sort of generic sound of muzak, and I also liked the kind of surprise sound of polkas and ethnic music that I could mix in with these kind of muzak-y things. And then I found myself choosing to put these records on like on Saturday morning or something, you know, like just around the house. And so finally that became the music of my choice, you know, and I found myself enjoying the music purely for the music's sake.
When you organized your band and you started playing in different kinds of venues, did you play in a different way for new wave audiences than you did at the kind of festival where people had always liked polkas? I don't know if you played any of the ethnic festivals or polka festivals.
Well, right at first, we played them the only way we knew how, because we were only listening to a couple of different styles. We were listening primarily to European and Scandinavian polkas and Mexican polkas, and that was pretty much all we'd ever really, you know, analyzed. So right at first, our sound was pretty much just driving both of those, the Eastern European and the Scandinavian, as well as the Mexican polkas, are all played pretty fast, spryly, you know, with kind of a nice clip to it. And with that being our only influence, we sort of added this rock and roll kind of edge to that. And that was sort of the Brave Combo polka sound.
Are there young people who still dance the polka?
Oh, there are more than ever now. In fact, I think one reason that we've been popular in a lot of the ethnic communities is that we're sort of, I think, bridging a gap in some cases between the older generation and the new, because a lot of the bands are older people that the younger people can't relate to. One of my favorite memories is the first time we played the Jimi Hendrix polka at a festival just to see what would happen, and we had as many older people smiling and dancing and tapping their feet as younger people, and that really struck me as an unusual thing, because it doesn't, the only thing that really sounds like a polka about it is how we're playing the beat.
What's your ethnic background? I'm wondering if there's any, you know, ethnic roots that you're rediscovering by playing this music.
For myself, there's none. I come from just about as a normal American background as you can imagine, whatever normal is, but, you know, sort of the Leave It to Beaver background. Pretty much just grew up playing rock and roll, you know, and going to church, and and then deciding I didn't want to go to church anymore, and then going away to college, and that's about it.
You know, one of the things that I really love about your band is you have rescued a lot of songs from the jaws of schlock. And you've taken some songs that I grew up really hating and have made them fresh and interesting, and I'm always really grateful to musicians who do that. For instance, of the Anniversary Waltz on your new record. You have a really lovely duet of it.
Thanks.
And you're featured at the piano, and that's a song I, like many other young children, had to learn how to play on the piano.
Right.
And it seemed like such a tiresome thing. I know it's a Strauss waltz, but why did you do it?
Well, you know, you've actually hit on really what Brave Combo is about, much more than polka. Polka's become just sort of a one side to us, but really we look for unhip, ignored, rejected forms of music and songs that, for some reason, got sort of a bad reputation, not so much because of the music, but because of how it was presented. The music is great.
Another song that you rescue that I really wouldn't have believed had any beauty is The Happy Wanderer. That's a song that has the Valdery Valderaz in it. And boy, did I hate that song when it was a big hit on the radio back in the 1950s.
Right.
What prompted you to revive that one? The only version I've ever heard was the one that was a hit, and I can't even remember who
did
it.
Yeah, I remember that. I think, you know, it's funny, like, we didn't even play that, even being in a polka band, we didn't play that for years. We didn't play it until we actually started to work on Polkatharsis, which was you know, less than a year ago, and then we were just sort of messing with it one day, and then it just sort of, there it was, and we started kind of figuring out that what really was neat about it, at least what we discovered was neat, is messing with the dynamics of the song, where I would sing the melody at the beginning and try to, like, at the very first part where I'm going, I love to go a wandering. Try to bring the band down right there so that you're immediately attached to the melody and you follow the melody line through at the beginning.
What kind of songs have you tried to do that don't work, that not even you can make interesting?
The theme from Romeo and Juliet several times, and it can only exist as it exists. We did one time do it as sort of a jazz swing thing, you know, da 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 da, but then it just kind of started sounding like Tonight Show stuff, you know. And we're thinking about maybe trying to work out an arrangement to Candyman, that Sammy Davis Jr. song, but I don't think there's any way for it to be much more than it is. You know, it might work and it might not. At the very least, something like that can at least be something for shock effect.
You're doing both now. You're doing things with irony and doing things straight. It depends on the material.
Well, yeah, and, you know, one thing that's real important to us is that people don't ever think they have us completely figured out, because really what we're kind of about, we're trying to take the idea that hip has to be there before you can like something out of it, so that people can think for themselves. And by throwing in all these other things, kind of taking something that people can relate to, I think a lot of times that kind of puts people at ease and makes them realize that we have a sense of humor, and we're not just looking at music as this thing that's always to be revered with 100% reverence and that we can't have any fun with. Even though I think we're sometimes kind of treading on thin ice, we want to keep surprising people. You know, we want to, not we're into this certainly for the music, but we're also into this for the life of the band, and so people can come to a Brave Combo show and maybe not completely know what they're going to experience.
Carl, I want to thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you. I had a great time.
Carl Finch's band is called Brave Combo. Their new album, Polkatharsis, is on the Rounder label. Finch spoke to us from member station KUNM in Albuquerque, New Mexico.